Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and let's get out to the Home Run In Hotline, Home Run In Pizza. Try one on the grill at your next tailgate. And I think we've got a good Cub fan on the line and a man that knows a little bit about Chicago. It's Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Billy, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you
good.
In Norway? Is that right?
I'm actually in Sweden.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew you were Scandinavia.
Yes. I'm with, there's a lot of blondes. I think I'm in Sweden.
Beware the Vikings.
And you're a wrestling impresario now, too, right? We have an event coming up on Black Friday at the Excalibur. And, you know, I didn't know this about you, Billy. We met you over at Fox a couple weeks ago when you were there to talk to Corey McFerrin and the crew. And we were talking to you, and I didn't realize, like I did as a youngster, you were watching Channel 26 and Vern Gagne, and I think it came on right after Roller Derby. But what, you've been a lifelong wrestling fan.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's got a great wrestling history, and I'm not really sure historically why it went away from being a hotbed of wrestling, but, you know, that's part of what we're looking to do, kind of bring it back to where it's something that people would want to take their kids to, you know, on a weekend as a local thing. I think it'll be really exciting like that. I think we can bring a lot of, you know, good you know, it's hard economic times. Wrestling is always good for that. It's a cheap date. You know, I hope we get to the point where we can run like a Saturday afternoon where, you know, guys can bring their kids and stuff like that. We're excited about those possibilities in Chicago.
God, I got to tell you, I mean, I grew up with the Crusher and the Bruiser.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, you know, Moose Cholak was the patron saint of all Southside
wrestlers.
Pretty
Boy Bobby Heenan.
Oh, I mean, it was so much fun. And like, you know, I had two older brothers, and immediately the furniture would be moved and everybody would
Everyone's
be attacking
on the couch
each other.
Going after each other.
Yeah. The Claw. Was it Baron Von Rotschke that had the Claw? I'd love to see that happen, Billy. How did you – is it just something that you had a lifelong love of that you want to bring back? But there's also this idea of concussion awareness at the forefront of the event, right?
Yeah. Well, let's take part A. I think, you know, I'm an old school kind of guy, you know, baseball, it doesn't matter. I like tradition. And there's tradition in wrestling, even though it's an interesting tradition. So, you know, the opportunity presented itself to have a company with some local guys, Jock and Gabe, and who were involved in another company. We decided to form our own company. And so I've had intimate relationships and that sounds strange, actually, the way I put it. I've known a lot of people in wrestling for over a decade, and wrestling behind the scenes is kind of interesting. I mean, you guys around the Bears a lot, Cubs, stuff like that. You know, once you get behind the scenes, you know, something can take on a different perspective when you can see it from the inside out. Well, wrestling's the same thing. And a lot of people in wrestling are great people, really interesting people, a lot of, you know, similarities to what I do in music. And so it's kind of an easy fit for me. With maybe a little less political downside like my music career has. As far as the concussion issues go, wrestling's had some really dark times, obviously, in the last 10, 20 years, a lot of guys dying way too early from the steroid abuse, things like that. And now we're starting to see where concussion issues are becoming a big issue. Chris Benoit, who unfortunately murdered his family before he killed himself. Chris Nowinski, former wrestler, was involved in getting the brain from the family with the Sports Legacy Institute. And his brain was like that of an 80-year-old guy. They recently worked with the family of Dave Duerson. You know, there's a lot of issues there with football, wrestling, where we're seeing concussions are very serious and going to shorten people's lives. So part of what we want to do is we want to bring back the old school feel, but at the same time, we want to move wrestling into the future and make it safer for the performers and make it kind of take it back to a little bit more of that kind of fun feeling. So it doesn't have that sort of feeling like maybe I shouldn't be watching this, you know what I mean? Because there's an element at times with wrestling with that. So we'd like to kind of put those two pieces together and make it a little bit more family friendly that way. But at the same time, really bring avant-garde kind of forward-thinking ideas and some of the best wrestlers in the world to Chicago, and that's what we're looking to do. So it's a lot of components there we're still putting together.
Billy, if I had a nickel, I mean, Molly's probably the same way, a nickel for every time I answered the phone at the Sun-Times through the years and people ask, why don't you put the wrestling results in the sports pages? I'd say, well, because it's not real. And then they get all offended and hang up on you. Did you do you like the theater aspect of it, or do you the characters behind? I mean, that kind of the personas they take on. What is it that attracted you to professional wrestling in particular?
I think it's the combination of the incredible athleticism, because some of these people are unbelievable athletes, mixed in with the sort of the kind of silly, at times crazy, over-the-top theatricality. I think wrestling at its best takes your mind off your troubles, and you can just have a good time. For guys like us who grew up, Bears, Cubs, sometimes it's, expressing your emotions isn't at the center of our world. Wrestling has a way of kind of getting at some of those issues in kind of a fun way, betrayal and friendship and trust and stuff. That's the stuff that we all grew up on. So I think wrestling's got a real nice fit there. And as far as the thing about it not being real, everybody, of course, knows it's fake. It's staged entertainment. But let me tell you, my friend Adam Copeland, Edge from WWE, he just retired at 38 years old because they basically said if you wrestle one more match, you're going to end up in a wheelchair. So you can't tell a guy like that that it's fake. There's a lot of abuse that they take. They probably take as much abuse as any athlete in the world, in a way to sort of put across the idea that it's real, if that makes any sense. It's kind of crazy that way, but they do take a lot of physical punishment. It is real on that level.
He's Billy Corgan. He's talking to us live from Sweden. Obviously, Chicago guy, made good. Smashing Pumpkins, one of our favorite bands. We play a lot of your music just in and out of the breaks. And the first two Pumpkin albums are being reissued this month. So that's something to look forward to. What else you got going musically? Obviously, you're on tour right now.
Yeah, we're kind of prepping. We have a new album just in the can. Should be out early next year. It's called Oceania. We just finished a short run through Chicago and across America. And we got big tour plans next year. There's people talking some crazy stuff. There's even been people talking to me about, at some point, Pumpkins playing Wrigley Field, which would be amazing. Oh. So that's all out there, yet to come. Lots of great stuff coming. So I'm busy. I actually have been in L.A. having meetings about doing a reality show for the wrestling promotion. So it's a crazy busy time, but really, really great stuff.
And as a big-time Cub fan, even though you're out of the country, I'm sure you've heard the news that Theo Epstein's got his team in line now, and Mike Quadi is out the door, and Ryan Sandberg's been told thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I've been out there publicly saying I really think they should hire Rhino, so obviously that's not going to happen. But I would say this much. I think it does a disservice to someone like Ryan Sandberg, who did manage for the Cubs at the AAA level, obviously as a Cub legend. I think it does a disservice to him to not even be brought in for an interview. I understand them trying to maybe quell down the public cry to bring in Rhino, and maybe it's just a slick move on their part. But I think it really does a disservice to a Cub legend to not give him the opportunity. Because let me put it to you this way. Let's say he goes and manages the Cardinals next year and they win another World Series. Then what are they going to say?
Yeah, do you relate with him at all? I mean, I've heard you say in interviews before that you don't feel you've gotten the kind of support in Chicago that you would naturally expect. And I don't argue with that. I think that you guys may be more acclaimed worldwide, nationwide, than you are in Chicago,
backyard,
which doesn't, profit in his hometown. But is there an element of that, too, with Rhino, where he's interviewing with the Cardinals but not with the Cubs? Do you relate to that in any level?
Well, obviously, he's not a born Chicagoan that way,
right.
But he's an adopted Chicagoan in the way that Ditka is and stuff like that. I think a guy like that deserves a meeting. I'm sorry. He deserves a meeting. He deserves to be able to sit down 1 hour in an office and say, this is why I should be the manager of the Chicago Cubs. Now, if he doesn't make it from that point of view and they go, he's not our guy, whatever. But to not even let him through the door, I think that's a little bit childish. I don't get that. I mean, I'm all for Theo Epstein. I'm so glad he's now a member of the Cubs organization. I like the way the Ricketts family is trying to try to take the team. I've actually had some personal contact. I feel their enthusiasm. They're obviously committed. And I obviously love the Chicago Cubs. But I think it's a little childish to not bring in a Cub legend who at least deserves the hour meeting. I'm not Ryan Sandberg, right? But if that was me, I would be peed off, boy.
Yeah,
I would be really, really angry. I guess, and you might go out and say the right things, but I'm sorry. The guy deserves a meeting. Hello.
I guess the fear is if you bring him in, you got to give him the job. Because you can't be the guy who says no to Rhino a second time.
Hey, excuse my French, but you got to have the cojones to say, hey, you know what? We brought him in. We gave him a look, but we chose this guy instead. You know what I mean? You got to have enough testicular fortitude to
the governor. Yeah.
And then maybe he picks up a chair and puts it over his head like a wrestler might do it at that point.
I just don't get that. I get them trying to maybe cut the head off the snake real fast here. And maybe it's a slick move in the long run, but short term, it seems a little bit immature. Because look, the guy wants the job. Okay, just the fact that he wants the job is enough for me to at least say, isn't that the kind of passion we need? If any, I'm sorry. I mean, the greatest Hall of Fame speech I've ever heard is Ryan Sandberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, respect the game.
I grew up watching Ryan Sandberg as a player. I saw him probably interviewed 150 times by Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey and you know, all those guys, right? He was the most boring interview of all time. I mean, you couldn't buy the guy a personality, right? So that's the guy I thought Ryan Sandberg was. When I saw him do that Hall of Fame speech, I thought that's the kind of guy, that's what made him such a great baseball player, because that's who he really was behind the scenes, okay? So I'm sorry. If you played at that level and you know what it takes, you at least deserve a meeting. I just don't get that.
It's interesting. You know, Rick Tellender, and I know you know Rick. I saw you on the Sports Writers on TV years ago. Rick writes today that Rhino can't be Theo's pick because basically you got to kind of – there's no turning back for the Cubs. You're fresh. You're moving forward. The implication, he doesn't really state it, is that the so-called curse somehow – follows Rhino. Now, it doesn't follow him to St. Louis where they're talking to him. But I just think that this idea that somehow, you know, all of the previous Cubs stuff should be turned back. I don't buy it for a second. I never bought the curse, Billy. I don't know how you feel about it. But I always felt, I mean, I understand, you know, rewatching the new documentary on the Bartman thing, you saw how people responded and got nervous and the fan base, you know, maybe scared the hell out of the players. But I always thought they weren't trying to win for a lot of those years. That 103 years is born of whatever, 80 of them where no one really gave a rat's cahoo over who was good, whether you win or not, because people were showing up.
Hey, maybe this isn't a populist way to put it, right? Who did the Cardinals hire as a hitting coach? Mark McGwire.
Yeah.
Right? Tony La Russa had guts to bring McGwire back in the organization. Steroids, tainted. No one would vote for him for Hall of Fame. Didn't they just win a World Series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They somehow made it through the year with a guy who supposedly was persona non grata in baseball. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, yes, Theo Epstein, boy genius and all that. I'm all for it, right? But I'm sorry. The Cubs organization is. It needs a certain type of leadership, right? And I can understand why they want to do what they want to do and bring in their boys or whatever. But Ryan Sandberg has the heart and soul of a Cubs fan's ear, and that is part of the equation as well.
You know, the curse actually sounds like a pretty good wrestling name.
It might be a good band name. Hey, Billy, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time. Again, the event is on Black Friday, which, of course, is the day after Thanksgiving, the big shopping day, November 25th. It's at Excalibur, which everyone knows is at 632 North Dearborn Street. You can get out, and Billy and Jacques and Gabriel Barron are helping to put on this event, the wrestling event that is drawing some attention to concussion awareness. And, again, bringing back a fun sport. Billy, hey, man, love your music, love your work. You got a great soul, and we really appreciate getting a chance to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Take care.
That's Billy Corrigan. Keep an eye out for the Pumpkins albums that are going to be re-released, too. That music's awesome.